You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, producer Joanna here. This is her at mic music. She made a statement the other day that I just don't believe.
Okay.
She said that she found a future bride that is more self-centered than Joanna herself. And
no.
I said, I got your back on this, Joanna. I don't believe you. You are the most self-centered.
You would think. I mean, I thought I owned that prize, being the most self-centered. But she outdid me. She did. Back in May, Jason and I went to a wedding. She's actually a bride. And we went to her wedding, and it was beautiful. It was at West Point in New York. It's gorgeous. You walk in into the room, and, you know, all the flowers are decorated. I mean, the room is beautiful, like breathtaking. You really don't have to do anything to the room to make it more beautiful. But she did. She managed to make it more just amazing by placing large poster size photos of herself.
Really?
What? In her gown.
No.
All over the room.
I'm not kidding.
And it wasn't
Were there pictures of the groom?
No, the groom was nowhere to be found in of the photos.
Just her.
Come on.
And I thought, brilliance! I know what I'm doing to my room.
Wait,
now.
I need a better visual than this. So explain to me the size of the
room. Well, have you ever
room?
Been to a party hosted by Franksky?
Yes.
Well, there's your visual.
He's another DJ here in town. So it's like this big old room.
It's a huge room with huge windows, and it's overlooking just this river. And then there's these huge, you know, centerpieces, and there's candles lit everywhere.
So it's not like a church. Reception.
No, this is at the reception hall.
Okay.
So not only do you see photos of her as you're getting your place cards, so there's photos of her around the table as you're getting your place cards, but then there's photos of her pretty much in like different poses at almost
every table. Wow.
In the reception place. And so as you're eating, and she's gorgeous and she's really, really skinny. So as you're stuffing your face, you're looking at gorgeous, skinny, you know, bride. And
that's out of control.
She can get away with that, though, because it's her wedding day.
Yes. But that's hilarious.
That
and
tacky.
What is she going to do with those after the fact? Like, those
I wanted to take one with
house?
Me. Can I not?
Let's play around and see if we can get the phones going here of narcissistic bride poker.
I don't think you can call it that, though, because it's the bride's day. So it's
her
not
day.
Mm-hmm. She can do whatever
can't
she wants.
Anything.
It's really taking advantage of the day that you're allowed to honor yourself. It really is taking total advantage of that day. Who has a better example than that? 1-877-588-BERT.
It's supposed to be honoring you and your soon-to-be husband,
okay,
not just you.
Hold on. That's the funny thing about the whole deal. He's nowhere to be found.
Wait a minute.
Does it nothing to do with him.
Does it change things if he had the pictures put up? Like if she had an official...
No way.
Well, you'd have to assume this, that if he had the pictures put up, that at some point she suggested that.
No,
that wouldn't be his idea.
Why? Like, what if the pictures came
only
in?
Only if he's a photographer. If he's a professional photographer or something, then maybe. Maybe.
He's not.
But what if the pictures came in? Like, what if she had pictures taken in her wedding gown, like professionally shot for something, for the guest book or whatever, right? And he saw them and they were so good. And he said to, he called the photographer and said to the photographer, hey, would you, can I have 5 of these blown up? Because I would like to put them in the reception hall.
Hold on. Jeff is adjusting the fan that is in here because the air conditioning has been out for a week now.
What's the forecast in your corner?
Good Lord.
Meteorologist dollar.
Wind tunnel.
Winds are really picking up out here, guys. Sure is a blowing. The eye of the hurricane should be here in about 4 hours. You stubborn people aren't evacuating.
Bless the engineers. The air condition has been out here for 5 days now, so we asked for fans in here.
Yeah.
And they have set up the fans on both sides of the studio, so it's like this convenient tornado or wind tunnel that is going through the studio, making it very difficult to do the show today.
It feels better. It does feel better. I sound like I'm in a B-52 plane.
I shouldn't have worn a skirt today. I didn't realize it was going to be a wind tunnel in here.
Here is Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer. You're on The Burt Show. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. No, on my wedding day, I actually had like little banners that actually had my photo printed up on the banners going all around the rooms.
I think that's
love these pictures. Keep the ideas coming. I'm writing these down. Banners, poster size photos of myself.
Because for those of you that don't know, Joanna is getting married in
May of 2011.
Are you going to have the pictures taken now? Because you'll look different.
No, I'll have some like now and then 6 months from now and then 6 months from then.
Because then it'll be like you growing up.
Which I don't think bad. I don't think it's bad if you've got the pictures, so long as the groom is in there somewhere.
That was
her day.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
I think that's
okay. It's not her day. It's their day.
It's
yes.
So tacky.
You are marrying someone.
Well,
You're not marrying yourself.
They saw him in the wedding. If he's involved in the planning and the efforts, then it's y'all's day. But if he says, you know what, I don't want to have anything to do with it, then it's her day.
Then it's her day, right?
Listen, it's The Vert Show.